Hey, The Bird Show.
Good morning, Don. You are part of The Bird Show. What's going on, my man?
Oh, man, I just want to sit back and thank you guys for everything that y'all have done, especially the cast and everyone. I've met all of you guys out there, and like I said, I'm the guy with the funny car. Met Christian back when she used to do the Toys of Top.
Don, it's so good to hear from you, friend. How are you doing?
I am doing good if I can just stay out of the hospital.
Oh, bless. What's going on, babe?
A little everything. Like I said, I had cancer like 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And I just got out last week because they had to go back in there because my intestine got all twisted up.
Well, that's not good.
This is the sound of somebody that is so used to having cancer. Like, they're just saying it like,
oh, I got it,
like I was late for a date. Yeah, I'm on my 3rd time fighting cancer. Yeah, that's still kind of a big deal, dude.
I mean, Dawn showed up at every single one of the Toys for Tots I did for the Marines.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to just figure out if it's possible that I can figure out how to stay in touch with you guys.
Yeah, you know, people have been asking about that online. I'm guessing you guys are getting the same thing. It would be, even though I'm done kind of performing for right now, cutting off completely would be impossible. I mean, you just don't go from doing all this to like really living a life of solitude. I'm not capable of it. So yeah, at least online, I'm still going to be on Instagram. That's the mm-hmm. only one I'm going to check. I don't go anywhere near Facebook anymore. But I'll be on Instagram.
Yep. Instagram as well, at Chris Kling. So would like love to keep in touch, Dawn.
Also on Instagram at the Abby Murphy.
At Cassandra Young.
Okay. Y'all plan on doing anything before you guys leave? Go anywhere? If I can get out.
Oh, yeah. No.
No.
We actually, Don, we had talked with the station, and Bert didn't have like strict rules about like these retirement shows, but he did want it to go very low key. But Tommy and I were like, yeah, bro, it's been 25 years. It can't be like that low key. So while we've kept the celebrity interviews to a minimum, we've had a lot of blasts from the past, and we were going to do like a bon voyage party for the listeners. It just, unfortunately, the idea was out there. We were working on it, but it never came to fruition. So what we have to do, what you got to do, Dawn, is you got to find Bert's Bronco and put a GPS tracker on it. That way you can figure out where he's going to be and just surprise him.
Okay, because I would love to see you guys. Bert, I've been with you ever since you started the show. I used to be so daggum aggravated because you can be talking and all of a sudden you go away.
That's what's kind of happening now. No, I appreciate it, man. And I was in this weird spot also when we were deciding what we were going to do. And again here, you guys, part of this for me, probably the most... just let me be real here for just one second. So, I joked with Amanda about this the other day, and I said it to my therapist yesterday also. This is all Amanda's fault. This whole thing is Amanda's fault. So there was a time where Amanda and I, when we were friends, just friends, on the Bert's Big Adventure trip, that she made me take a look at my life and put a mirror up to my life. And it wasn't anything that she said that I didn't know was going on, but for whatever reason, her words pierced me more than my own thoughts. So at that particular moment, I'm like, you know what? I just think I'm done with the BS in my life, and I am ready to really live kind of like this authentic life now. And I don't even know what that looks like. I've been performing my entire life. So from that... So from that conversation on, I have been making all these different changes that are so different than what I was used to before, you know, like trading in the big fancy home that was really feeding my ego more than anything else, stuff like that. Getting rid of relationships that were more superficial than they were real. They looked great, but they weren't really great, you know. And part of this part of taking off from the Bert Show, I wanted to celebrate you guys because you guys are the ones that made the Bert Show what it is. Without you guys, there is no us. So I wanted to celebrate that. But I also was really very passionate about us keeping this to Bert Show family. And when I mean that, I mean our actual families and in-studio family also for the last couple of hours of the show. And I just wanted it to be about us and really having kind of this authentic, intimate time together before we take off.
You know what I grossly underestimated? And I was telling a friend this yesterday. And it's so funny because, like, you have a kid, you know it's going to be hard, but then you have the kid and you're like, oh my God, I had no idea it was going to be this difficult. And you look back and you're like, well, duh, like you're raising a human. And looking at the Bert's retirement and the Bert show coming to an end, like, I knew it would be emotional, but I grossly underestimated the emotional toll the last couple of weeks we're going to have. And it's been a lot more than I ever anticipated. And yeah. I knew it would be hard, and it's, you know, and it's not, I'm not, and I want people to make sure we are so happy for you and we are so excited for you. You've been busting your butt in radio for 40 years. Like, you have earned to hop on that plane and fly out and see the world. But wrapping up 14 years for myself anyway, sharing your life and reliving those moments and doing like this really like personal deep dive has just, it's taken a toll on me emotionally that I was not prepared for.
Right. No, I understand it. And Abby has been very, very vocal on how she's been feeling about it also, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I've only been here a couple of years and frankly would have loved to have been here longer and feel like I just kind of settled in. But at the end of the day, like, you know, you just got to keep pushing forward. So I'm excited to see where everyone ends up. I've been getting lots of DMs from everyone else saying the same thing. So life's going to look a little different in a year, and that's fine.
Hey, Don, you're a great representation of what I'd like to say to everybody, man. Just thank you so much for your time and listening and dedication and loyalty. And I wish there was a way that we could put it all together and have one big party together. We just couldn't pull it off the way we wanted to. But that doesn't mean that I'm not eternally grateful for you, my man.
And same here, buddy. I really do. I appreciate it. Got to meet everyone you get, guys. Adam Baum, all of them, all you guys out there. And that was great. Great ride, buddy. I appreciate you all. Tommy, maybe I'll get to see you on somewhere around.
Oh, we'll see each other. We love you, Don.
You guys will run into each other at a Buc-ee's or
y'all
something.
Y'all take care. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate you, man.
Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Hey, The Bert Show.